How's it going, guys? I'm Jeff.
I'm Alyssa.
And welcome to the Love That Lasts podcast, where we talk about faith, culture, and answer your questions. What's up, guys? Long time no see. We missed y'all, podcast homies. We're back again with them white vans. No, I'm just joking, unless your name's Daniel. Let's see. I'm trying to think what day this podcast will air. Shoot, is Christmas on Tuesday? This might be getting released on Christmas. Let's see here. Ooh, the day after Christmas.
Oh.
Guys.
That changes what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, guys. Merry Christmas. I hope it was the best. I hope you had like some form of cheesy potatoes, because that always a must on Christmas dinner. Now, if you've grown up with that, if you currently had that, or if that is a tradition in your family, let us know instantly.
It was a tradition for both of
yes,
our families.
Yes, on Twitter or Instagram, hashtag Jeff and
Man,
Alyssa.
I'm like so hungry just thinking
I know.
About it.
Any form of cheesy potatoes. My current favorite, I'm a texture guy though, so you can easily just do like the cheesy potatoes. You know, that are awesome and good. But if you really want to elevate it, if you really want to take it up a notch, you know the secret.
The buttered cornflakes on top?
Yes. How'd you know that?
Because that's my family recipe.
Yes. You got to have the crunch on the top. You got to have the crunch on the top.
Mm. Oh, man.
So if that's
we
you.
We may just need to have a moment for that.
Okay, moment.
And then we usually have it with ham and rolls
yes.
and a salad.
Yes. We're recording this right before Christmas, you guys, but that's pretty much what we're going to eat. What we're going to eat is all that good
wait.
Stuff. You guys, and we're also smelling. Okay, here's a question I got for you guys that I also want you guys to let us know on Twitter or Instagram, hashtag Jeff and Alyssa, before we get into the deep stuff about technology
so
and all that. So candles. So okay, which one are you? Are you Jeff or are you Alyssa? And what I mean by that is, Alyssa is very particular about the scents matching the seasons.
Yeah.
Meaning like you know,
pine tree should be all of December.
Yeah, and then you know, like warm apple pie for fall.
Yeah,
you know, maybe flowery for spring. I don't know.
Ocean breeze.
Yeah, for me, I actually could care less, or no, I couldn't care less. But for me, it's all about the scent, and if I like it, I want it all the time. So for me, it's like I love the one we're currently lighting right now, which is like the pine tree Christmas tree smell. It's actually a magnolia. Candle. Shout out to Chip
but
and Joe.
But also, okay, this is also another thing, because it's so special to me and so good and like expensive. I only want to burn it. Like right now he has two candles going, one in the living room and one in the dining room. And I'm having a little, what do you call that?
But they're the same
a
scent.
A little panic attack.
Why?
Because
oh, yeah, she also has
my two most precious candles,
yeah.
But we're not in the living room enjoying it. So I feel like I need to go blow that one out.
Yeah, guys, Alyssa's also a candle conserver, where like she
yes.
kind of sees them as only for special moments. And I see them
yeah.
as like, I want to live my life.
And he'll burn it like all day for 2 days and then it's gone.
Yeah, you feel me? So,
yeah. I may go blow out that candle.
No. So yes. So for me, like basically what we're saying is like, I love the pine tree smell candle. So I want to smell that year round, and I try to, and she doesn't let me. So yeah, let us know if you're Jeff or let us know if you're Alyssa.
Does anyone else get kind of sad after Christmas?
Oh yeah.
Do
total Christmas emotional hangover.
I really do.
Yeah.
Even now, just thinking about that, this comes out the day after Christmas, I'm sad.
Yeah, guys, we
I'm
are like,
I love Christmas.
Yeah, we definitely, there's a lot of things me and Alyssa don't have similar in, but we definitely married like each other's soulmates in regards to like loving Christmas. We both start super early.
But I didn't know you got
go
sad.
All out.
Yeah.
Like to me, Christmas starts in July, and that's with Kenny G. Okay? You start Kenny G in July and then you go from there. And I will let you decide how you want to go from there, because it's each personal conscience, but you must start in July with Kenny G. What we're going to talk about. Oh, yeah. So if you listened last week, I kind of cut off the conversation because I didn't want to go over a ton. But we were talking about kind of technology and calming and, you know, calming hearts and meditation and centering selves around Jesus and the scriptures to make sure, you know, every day is putting yourself in the right trajectory with who God is, who he says you are, etc. And yeah, I think one thing I wanted to pick up on is just a couple tips and practices. And go listen to last week, because some of this will make more sense, because we're going to kind of build on it. I think specifically with, the phone is the problem. Like the phone is the problem for most people. It's weird to think, but I think it's true that the phone is actually the biggest block to most people's spiritual intimacy with Christ. Yes. Because the phone.
And other people.
Yeah, and other people. Connections and intimacy and vulnerability. And why? Because the phone takes up that time. Mm-hmm. You need time. Like, basically, like, to have intimacy with someone, you just need time with them. You need to just be with them, you know, and talk to them and understand them and listen and kind of this calm presence. But we don't have that anymore because of the phone, because all the those moments of presence, you just take out your phone. I do too. And so, yeah, I think it's a spiritual practice to put the phone down and just be and not get super spiritual of like put the phone down and then have to go, you know, go cray cray and lift your arms in the air and fast. Exactly. Just put the phone down and just think and just be.
Or even just go hang out with your kids or yeah, go exactly. Be present. Hang out with some friends and just be present totally. And not be on your phone.
But I know for us, I'm a firm believer of not always, like, I make it easier for myself, not harder for myself. And what I mean by that is, like, rather than being like having it in my pocket and being like, okay, I'm just not going to look. I'm not going to look. Like, we have a Pavlonian? We have a Pavlonian response. Like, when it buzzes, you pick it up. Right. Mm-hmm. So I do a ton of things. My phone, I took vibrate off my phone. So it's on site, like literal silent 24/7. I never know when someone actually texts me unless I look at it or calls me or instant or any notifications. It doesn't buzz. I took that off. And then if I'm really feeling it that day or that week, I'll even put it on do not disturb. So it doesn't even light up. If you know iPhone, you know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, which sometimes I miss calls and stuff because of that, but it's like then I feel in control. Like I go to the phone when I want to go to the phone.
Yeah.
When you have the buzz and the light up, then the phone comes to you. Uh-huh. Like it says, like, look at me, you know, right. Like worship me. Sadly, is kind of the phrase. But yeah, and then another thing, I just make it easy on myself because that's what you don't need to make it hard on yourself. So I do that a lot of times. If it's like, you know, I want to chunk with the kids, I go literally put my phone in a cupboard in the office, so it's like literally in like a, it's like hiding. Mm-hmm. You know, on Sabbath I turn it off for 24 hours. It's not allowed in the bedroom. These are not bragging, but these are just tips. Like, I think these are very, because I tried to play the game of like, oh, I'm not going to look, but it's right there in the kitchen. And then I look, or, mm-hmm. oh, I'm not going to look, but I feel a buzz, whatever. So just make it easier on yourself. That's what I always tell people, just put it away, leave it at home. Like you might feel like your arm just fell off. I never struggle with that much of whatever you want to call it, phone anxiety. But I know I read an article that said, you know, like 18 and under, that actually is a huge anxiety and fear, but it can also be people 18 and older, but that's just a huge, just leave it at home. Like when we go, like here's another one too, because I never ever, I'm super sensitive about like when we're with people. Mm-hmm. So I just like literally like leave it in the car. Like if we go to friends' houses, I just leave it in the car usually, or leave it at home. So that's just what I was thinking.
That's so good.
Yeah, what would you
think? I think just giving yourself permission.
Yeah, it's like there's nothing important enough. And there's no one important enough to like have to make an excuse to have it with you all the time.
Unless if like your wife is going to give labor any minute.
Well, that's different. I mean, of course there's such, I'm talking about in the day to day. Like if it's a particular instance,
then
yes.
You need your phone.
Or like if you're a surgeon and you're on call, like cause someone's brain's about to explode and you all of a sudden are an expert in brains, then yeah, you need to have your phone.
But I think I just realized the other day, like it's okay to not be available to all people at all times.
Yes, preach.
Like obviously I need to be, I want to be available at times, but I can choose when that is and when it isn't.
Oh,
and
preach.
Back in the day before we had smartphones, like you just, you know, you would call home and if they didn't answer, then okay. Or like, or they went out for an errand and they didn't have their phone. Yep. So you kind of just have to wait, or you write, like I remember growing up, like we would write notes to my dad, like, oh, hey, we ran to the grocery store to pick up something. We'll be home in a little bit. So,
do you remember when you used to call friends' houses and they would say, like, Johnny's not home right now. He'll call you back later.
Right. And that was okay. And so I think just like giving yourself the permission that you don't have to be available all the time.
Yeah. Now it's like if you text someone, and especially if they have red receipts on, you're like, bruh, text me back now.
Yeah. So, and then I think just what Jeff was saying, learning what boundaries you need to set. And I think the thing is we, maybe it's our generation, but we don't like boundaries because it sounds legalistic or like we want to be free, but really boundaries are healthy and they set us up for success and they give us life. And so it's setting up boundaries that give you life and make you flourish. And so, like I'm realizing like today after nap, I just left my phone in our bedroom until after the kids went to bed. Because then I'm not even tempted. Because it's just like Jeff said, if it's by me, if it's like on the console in the car, or if it's, you know, on my kitchen island, I just tend to look, it's like a habit and it's bad, but I look at it like every 5 minutes, like, oh,
did somebody text me? Yeah, you realize it just, and it feels harmless, but you realize it just breaks up moments. You're just like, oh yeah, I was playing with the kids and then I'm checking. Then I'm going back to play and then I'm checking. Then I'm going to cook dinner for a few minutes and then check. And it feels harmless, totally.
In a different room, it's like, then you can be fully present. And I think that's my conviction. Like, I've just realized, and I have to work it out really hard because I definitely fail a lot at it. But I just really, really long to be fully present with my kids.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can be hard when they're little because sometimes it's just really mundane or you don't, you know, you're just kind of watching them play. And you're like, I could be doing so much stuff right now, so I'll get on my phone.
Yeah.
And I just really want to be present with them and enjoy them because, one, this goes by so fast. And two, I want them to know, like, I'm fully here and I love being with you. And I don't ever want them to remember mom, like, being distracted and having to fight for my attention. Like, I just want them to know, like, I love you and I want to be with you and you have my full attention.
Yeah.
And obviously there's times where you need to be on your phone, like make a phone call to the doctor or send a text to someone to check on something. But I,
yeah, and
that's
everyone,
just like a conviction from my heart.
Totally.
Like, I really want to work on setting boundaries to give life to our family.
Totally. And just to be clear, like on the exception stuff, like everyone kind of knows what we're talking about of like, just, yeah, it's like, obviously there's moments where you know, you got to have your phone and you're talking and you got to, like, that's life. It's an extension of life,
like,
but it's also, you also are very aware if it's like interrupting your life. That's
right.
The difference.
And I think why we're talking about it is because I think we need to relearn how to do that and to give ourselves permission to have boundaries.
Yeah.
Because I think otherwise we're just kind of reactive and we just kind of always have it with us. We always answer.
Totally.
We always look at the notifications instead of like having a vision for our life or our family or your heart and like what gives you life, what is like making you anxious right now or what is distracting you.
Yeah. I think that's the most helpful thing I've learned that's set our family up for success, hopefully, is like, we have permission to like set all the rules. No one, you don't have to let culture, yourself, or even things you don't even think about set the tone for you. Like, you don't have to, you get to set the rules. You get to set the tone and the culture of your entire life. So if you don't want the phone around, then set some things to make that happen. If you don't want, you know, like, to be reached, then set that to make it happen. Like, I think we all of a sudden have these little thoughts of like, oh, well, what if this person wants to get a hold of me and I don't want them to think this? Or what if, you know, whatever. It's like, no, you have permission to set the culture and tone of how your life's going to play out. And you get to be proactive rather than reactive, because the phone is one of the most reactionary things ever, where you're reacting to it rather than you're putting it in its place. Like, it's a great tool. I love the tool. I mean, I love the phone. I love what it can do. I love how connected it makes
me. Most likely you're listening to us on your phone.
Totally.
We love
it. So I love it, but it's but you are in control of it.
Yeah.
Not exactly. It's not in control of you, or that's the way it should be. So.
Yeah. And I say that because I feel like, for a few months there, this fall, summer, it just got carried away in me, and I knew in my heart, I'm like, this is becoming an addiction and it's not healthy and I need to set boundaries, but it's like, I love it so much.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm in this new season of like, okay, this actually is bringing me down.
Yeah.
And I'm addicted to it. So how can I set boundaries for my heart? Does that mean, what's wrong?
There's like a bunch of sand in my water.
Why?
I don't know. Interesting. Huh. Probably the kids. Guys, if you ever find nasty stuff in your water or in your food, it's always the kids. No, that's so good. One thought I was going to say, guys, this is not sponsored at all. Blue Apron is not paying us on this podcast to say this, but we got Blue Apron like meal kit tonight.
Oh my gosh. It was like restaurant style.
Guys,
I'm still dreaming of it. And this will be our go-to meal if we have guests over.
Yeah. So what? Yeah. Life hack, by the way, if you ever do like a meal kit, like Blue Apron, I don't know, one of the other ones, Plated or whatever. And you really, and you also, can you guys hear Aslan barking, our dog?
There must be something outside.
Yeah, like a cat or something. But if life hack, if you really like it, keep the card, which has all the pictures and the recipes and the shopping list. So then you can just replicate it down the road. So thank me later.
It was so good.
Guys, and here's what I learned. Like, I feel like me and Alyssa are decent cooks. We like cooking. We know our way around the kitchen and food. But I feel like because
this is a lot of food this episode.
Yeah, but because basically, if you don't know Blue Apron, they basically send you a box with every single ingredient like on ice
and recipe,
and in a cooler type thing, and recipes and pictures, and literally everything's already completely dialed in. You just make the food and it's amazing. But we got like a couple of the family size kits, and I thought it was great. One thing, but the one we made tonight, guys, I think one thing I learned is because they're such a huge company, I think they have like top notch, like professional restaurateur chefs that do all these recipes and make all these things. So just had like that quality of like in like, you know, like if we made something like this, it'd be like a 7, but with all the little steps they give you, it's like a 10. And I think I just realized like, oh, these are all the little things like a restaurant does, you know, like for example, the mashed potatoes that we made tonight were bomb.com.
I kept telling Jeff, I feel like I'm eating at the Met.
Yeah.
Which is like
a really nice restaurant in Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh, steakhouses. So yeah. Where we're from. So it's like the classic restaurant that like, you know, if you go to on, you know, prom or like date night or marriage anniversary or whatever. But yeah, and here like so for example, the mashed potatoes, and you know what, you guys want to know the secret ingredient? Do you guys want to know the secret ingredient?
First of all, we have learned the secret to mashed potatoes is using Yukon potatoes.
Yukon Gold, always. Use anything else, trash.
It's like...
Try it, and it's trash. I'm sorry if I just totally just stuck a knife in your...
Unless it's Pioneer Woman's ones, because...
No.
But there's like, you Yukon know, Gold, a heart attack in those.
Yes, Yukon Gold or go home. That's all I have to say. Right? Oh, that kind of...
So good.
No, Yukon Gold, hard or go home. Oh, I like that. Okay, tweet that.
Anyway, the key ingredient, though, it was just like olive oil, but we put butter.
Yeah, no, it's just normal mashed potatoes, but here's the guys.
No, that's it, because sometimes people put half and half of their mashed
potatoes. No, yeah, we don't do any dairy. Besides me, butter, but we don't do any cream or milk or anything.
A little butter.
No, but I don't really care about all the ingredients. I'm talking about the secret ingredient.
Well, I care, and then it was the secret ingredient, right? It was those three things?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. So tell us the ingredient. Everyone wants to know.
Okay, but I get what you're saying now. I got confused on what you're saying. So it's just like potatoes, oil, a little bit of oil, but I did butter because we ran out of olive oil, you know, salt and pepper. And then guys, the secret ingredient, which elevated this to no one's biz, which you never would have thought this would make them awesome, and is, but it did, is red wine vinegar. Say what?
It was so good.
Like, who would honestly ever think to put red wine vinegar in mashed potatoes? Guess what? Not me. But all of a sudden, Blue Apron tells you to. You do it. And guess what, guys? It was insane. I can't even... It, like, made it... Tart doesn't make it sound good, but it, like... It just did something to the flavor where you're like, oh, my goodness.
And then we had roasted broccoli and then this braised...
Braised chicken. So, they got you to, like... Oh, just the way they had you cook it and saute
it.
And
so good.
And I feel like I just learned a couple tricks. Yeah. Oh. So, yeah. It was life-changing. Okay. But, it was really,
really good. So, Blue Apron
for
the win.
Yeah.
If anything...
It was our very first time using it, so I don't know exactly how it works.
One order, so you can just get, like, three new recipes that are insane.
Yeah, I think... I don't know exactly how it works, but I think they do, like, a menu every week where there's maybe, like, 5 or 6 options. And then you go on and pick, like, if you want, you know... Pick which ones you want, I think, and you get like 2 meals or 4 meals or whatever.
And they ship to Hawaii.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It was heavy too. It was like a 30-pound box, I think it said on the label.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Wow. Anyway. How do they make money? Because I feel like it's not that expensive.
Do you have to pay shipping?
I don't think so.
Huh.
Crazy.
All the things we don't know.
Guys.
So good.
# red wine vinegar.
Yeah.
So good.
Anyway, any last minute things that you want to say?
Let me think.
Mama's tired. I gotta go wrap my gifts.
Okay, you know what, guys?
Gifts.
This is the shortest podcast we've ever done.
Well, I don't want to make it that short. We can keep going.
No, hey, what Mama wants, Mama gets.
No, because people will be so sad that it's only like.
But you know what? Here's what we could do. It's been 20 minutes almost.
Oh.
But here's what we could do. We could either. Fill this podcast with absolute crap and fluff for the next 5 minutes.
That's not true.
Or we could respect our audience.
No. Let's keep going for 5 minutes.
No.
So that's why I was saying, is there any last minute things that you'd like to add to the podcast?
No, because here's the thing. Mama gets what Mama wants.
No, stop.
And if Mama wants to go, then we gonna go.
Stop. What? Okay. So day after Christmas.
Okay, this isn't fluff. This is awesome.
New Year is coming up. Here's my encouragement to y'all, if you haven't done it already. Get away for an hour, to a coffee shop for a morning, a night, date night. Okay, you can stop. A date night, something where you get away and reflect on this last year. Maybe have a journal. You can write like, not a pro-con list, but like things that were really sweet and the Lord did and you saw him work and that was really good and just victories this year. And then maybe of like things that were just hard and struggled, but maybe then add another one like, but still I see God's hand in this way or even though that was really awful and really hard, I'm thankful for this or that.
That's good.
Not that you have to be thankful for the actual thing that happened, but just seeing, okay, Lord, where did you meet me in that? What did you teach me in that? Like, where did I see you being good in that? Because he's always good, no matter what the circumstance. And just reflecting on this last year, and maybe reflecting on a visions you had or goals you had your family, and how did that go? Or how are your kids doing? How are you and your husband doing? How is your heart doing? What are dreams that you still have? Things that you're still waiting on the Lord for? Just, I'm giving you a lot here, but journal that out. Think about this last year, and then maybe a prayer or a vision or goals for this next year. And I'm not necessarily a person that like makes New Year's resolutions. That's not really a thing I do, but I do think it's really important to look back on your year and remember the Lord and remember what he's brought you through, how he's grown you, who he has been this last year. Yeah. And then I think that just gives us a lot of encouragement and intentionality as we go into this next year. Like, okay, God, you know, these are things I'd love to see happen, or I want to meet you in this way, or I want to know you in this way, or I know I need to grow in this way. Just setting yourself up for like this next year, for having a vision for it instead of just reacting to it.
Guys, that was the opposite of fluff. That was just creme de la creme.
Oh dear.
That was, what's the opposite of fluff? Thick.
I like fluff.
Dense goodness. Speaking of dense, that's always my favorite, one of my favorite lines in Back to the Future, when he says, when Marty's trying to give his dad tips to pick up his mom, and he says, go up to her and say, Lorraine, you are my destiny. And he goes up to her and he goes, Lorraine, you are my density. Classic. But you guys, that was, we're going to leave on that note, and you are going to enter 2018 with Alyssa's voice in your head. You are going to enter 2018 no. with that.
I'm just encouraging
goodness
you to get away with the Lord
with
and
that
just
blessing.
Talk to him.
Totally. Yeah. God's a boss. God is good all the time. God is good. Guys, we're heading out here because that was too good. Our mics are actually starting to sizzle, and there's even a couple. There's even a couple embers on Alyssa's microphone because she was so on fire. So we love you guys.
Love
you're awesome.
You guys.
Hit us on the hashtag Jeff and Alyssa Twitter, Instagram. Don't shoot the DMs though. Just post normal pictures. We'll hit you in the comments. We'll see you on Twitter. All right. Happy New Year. Peace.
Toodles.